Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 17th. A growing number of unaffiliated voters across the state is creating fears that there will be a low voter turnout in November. To find out why, KUNC's Michael DeJuana traveled to Garfield County on the Western Slope.
This is a story about political exiles. The ones who live in the shadows of a world that's colored Republican red and Democrat blue. They're just like anyone else on the streets, or in this case, sitting on a bar stool.
We're so divided. It's unbelievable. It's hard to even bring this up in a bar right now.
That's Cliff Reddish. I found him at a small pub in the town of Carbondale. He used to be a Democrat, but he started to lose his faith in party politics after campaigning for Bernie Sanders, who, if you recall, won Colorado in a big way during the presidential caucuses.
It was like, wait a minute, these superdelegates come in, and all of a sudden Hillary wins Colorado? That's not a democracy.
And Reddish is turned off by what he sees as a narrow sort of patriotism spawned by Donald Trump's presidency.
I wanted to fill out my voter registration. It said, are you a Democrat? Are you Republican? Are you independent? I said, I'm independent because I'm not with them anymore.
That makes him part of a somewhat mysterious, often ignored, yet potentially powerful majority in Colorado. The 37% of voters who declare no party.
I am a proud American. So I'm having this conflict of, do I believe in democracy? Do I believe in this partisanship? What do I believe in?
What unaffiliated voters want has long haunted pundits, consultants, and the candidates themselves. With roughly 1.2 million active unaffiliated voters in the state, they now outnumber Democrats, who hold a slight edge over Republicans.
It's hard to try to say that independents are as if they're their own party, and they are a party in between the Republicans and Democrats, because that doesn't hold true.
Political consultant Jim Jonas has been watching a growing number of Coloradans leave behind mainstream parties or decline to join them in the first place. Back when George W. Bush was president, the top affiliation in Colorado was Republican. A driving force in the unaffiliated shift are voters 25 years old or younger. About half of them are registered as unaffiliated.
There's a whole lot more of them who are completely dissatisfied with what the duopoly is giving to us. And if you can tap into that piece of it and say, we got to get our government working again, there's got to be a better system than what these two parties are giving to us, let's try it a different way, then I think you've got something to sell.
Jonas cut his teeth in the 1990s as a Republican consultant working with notables like Roger Ailes on ads for President George H.W. Bush. And he was a communications director for Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander's presidential campaign. He watched as bipartisanship became a dirty word.
There was this call for purity within both sides, ideological purity for Democrats and Republicans that I didn't feel comfortable with at all.
Jonas now lives in Denver and wears a few hats, including as executive director of the National Association of Nonpartisan Reformers. Government, his group says, has become unrepresentative and unresponsive.
It takes us until we have an absolute crisis before we're able to deal with anything.
First steps to solving problems like low teacher pay or congested highways are to get more independent candidates elected who would then act as mediators amid partisans in the legislature. He'd also like to see systemic changes that create more competition, participation, and accountability in elections. Fledgling groups across the country and in Colorado are now working towards that goal.
These two major political parties and their billionaire friends have taken over America.
Like Jonas, Randy Fricke is also a used-to-be. In this case, a former Democrat who ran for the Western Slopes seat in Congress in 2004 and lost in the primaries. But he became disillusioned with his party, seeing it as too elitist and front-range-centric. In March, Fricke organized what he called an independent caucus and town hall, open to unaffiliated voters of all ideological leanings. About 35 people showed up in Glenwood Springs.
This system isn't working. It's not fair. You know, taxpayers have to fund Democratic and Republican Party primaries. That's not fair. Independent candidates or third-party candidates have to petition onto ballots. That's not fair.
I met Fricke at the library in Newcastle, a small town just west of Glenwood Springs. He's frustrated that some of the most pressing problems in his region and the state aren't being solved.
Yeah, so the health care, the teacher salaries, the cost of living, housing, oil and gas industry regulations.
It's a familiar list of issues throughout Garfield County, where Republicans maintain a stronghold on political institutions, but the most popular voter affiliation is unaffiliated.
We've been deeply hurt by Obamacare. We've been deeply hurt by liberal policies.
Kerry Cooey is chair of the county's Republican Party. People on the Western Slope pay much steeper premiums than the rest of the state for health insurance, and she blames that on the Affordable Care Act. She also points to liberals for backing a ballot initiative that would limit new oil and gas developments to 2,500 feet away from residential areas.
That puts much of the state of Colorado off limits for drilling.
Those familiar fights and messages resonate with voters in the county, Cooey argues.
Well, the people who are still casting ballots are still electing Republicans in this county 100% except for in races where we don't put a candidate to oppose them.
Of the more than 13,000 unaffiliated voters in the county, not all vote when given the chance. In the new primaries where they were allowed to participate for the first time earlier this year, about 1 in 5 voted. Gretchen Brogdon is the chair of the Garfield County Democratic Party.
One of our biggest pushes in this county is that bad politicians are elected by really good people who don't vote.
And believe it or not, she adds, one of her voter engagement strategies is to avoid using the word Democrat.
Because even my generation of folks are more and more unaffiliated. And what I see when I engage here in the community, we get better engagement if we don't put Democratic Party on there. We get better engagement if we lead with progressive or resistance or voting and civic engagement or being knowledgeable. That's when we get our engagement.
Statewide, about 290,000 unaffiliated voters cast ballots in the new primary system, which allows independents to vote for candidates for one of the two major parties, but not both. Here's Randy Fricke again.
I turn that number around. Look, there's 1.2 million independents that did not vote.
That number also includes voters the state considers inactive. Fricke would rather see a system like California's top two primary, where candidates sell themselves outside of party forums.
It's up to us as independent voters to move this country forward.
Talk about what a democracy could look like, and simply being an informed voter also resonates with Cliff Reddish back at the bar.
What I believe in is everybody should vote. And we need educated people. We need people that understand what's going on.
In Glenwood Springs, I'm Michael DeJoanna, KUNC.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.